Verse 38, when I am insulted by my companions for having an ugly body, it is the weapon of evil karma returning on me for constructing unattractive sacred images whilst in anger's turmoil. From now on, I shall be patient when constructing sacred images. So the situation is that we're insulted and ridiculed by others for having an ugly or deformed body. Okay? And our society is not particularly kind to people who are handicapped or challenged, whatever language you're supposed to use, who are blind or lame or unattractive or deformed or whatever. But to realize, when that happens, that it's, or even old. Yeah? Okay. I don't know, did anybody else notice that about the statue? Yeah? So, I'm curious, usually seen as attractive. Yeah? So, is the weapon of evil karma returning on me? What was the cause that we created for constructing unattractive sacred images while in anger's turmoil? Okay? So, creating Buddhist images or tankas and making them in a very ugly, which we've been angry ourselves, or making things incorrectly. And it's made me think, I want to ask them about this Buddha statue, because the Buddha's, the shoulder is reversed, that, it's supposed to be this arm that is uncovered. And similarly, in the picture of His Holiness, they reverse the negative, and they have this arm uncovered instead of this one. Yeah? Okay. I don't know, did anybody else notice that about the statue? Yeah? So, I'm curious where it got made, or who made it, or how it came into being. But when we make Buddhist images, we should make them well and make them respectfully. And then also as part of our refuge vows, we should not discriminate against images that were made with good artistry and images that weren't, because all images of the Buddha represent the Buddha's mind. So we shouldn't say that Buddha is attractive and that Buddha is ugly, because, how do you ever have an ugly Buddha? You can say the artistry of this good statue is good and the artistry of that statue isn't so good. Okay, but you don't criticize the Buddha's body itself. So they tell a story, along the lines of when they were building one big stupa, maybe it was the Bodh stupa in Nepal, and one of the workmen who was doing it was often very angry, and was saying, why are we building this stupa, and this is a waste of time, a waste of energy, and who needs it, just very negative mind building it. But then after it was constructed, he thought, oh, this is very beautiful, and he offered a bet. A very beautiful sounding bell to the stupa, which was often rung. And as a result of those karmas, he was born in the next life with a very ugly body, but a very attractive voice. Okay, so the ugly body from working on the stupa with anger has the attractive voice from offering the sweet sounding bell. Okay? So, to try and we want to have a body that looks attractive, not so that people will make a fuss about us and like us and da 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 da, but even if you're a Dharma practitioner, if you want to benefit sentient beings, because of the way society is, if you are visibly ugly, then it's hard to gather disciples because, people are scared or whatever. This is not saying it's right, but this is just how people are, sentient beings are. So we want to have a body that is, not not, you know, something that looks repulsive to others, but is reasonably, you know, attractive or, you know, average or whatever, simply so that we can be of benefit or service to others. Yeah, but not out of the motivation because we want to, you know, go on the front cover of Vogue or, you know, or of Sports Illustrated or something like that. Okay, so it's not, you know, out of, you know, attachment to having a nice looking body, but it solely is as something that facilitates our ability to practice the Dharma and to be a benefit to others. I think sometimes if your body's too attractive, that sometimes becomes an obstacle, you know, because then all sorts of people have ulterior motivations regarding you, and that can become difficult. So maybe just kind of being, you know, average is, you know, a good way. I don't know. Okay, but in any case, practicing patience is the cause of having an attractive body. Yeah, and you can see there that the link between cause and result, because when we're angry, our body isn't very attractive, is it? You know, it's very gross looking, and, you know, bulging eyes, and, you know, veins popping out, and, you know, red face, and, you know, it's our body doesn't look attractive or angry. So you can see how anger creates the cause to have an unattractive body. Whereas, you know, when we practice patience, then, you know, just physically, the whole energy around us is different. We're more attractive. It creates the cause to have an attractive body.